Welcome to Companion App. You're now listening to an audio version of an article about elimination diet, meal plan, foods to eat vs avoid, and more. In today's fast-paced world, it's easy to overlook the impact that our dietary choices can have on our overall well-being. Many of us experience symptoms like bloating, fatigue, skin issues, or digestive discomfort, but we often dismiss them as part of our busy lives. However, these symptoms may be your body's way of telling you that something isn't quite right with your diet. One effective method for identifying potential dietary triggers is the elimination diet. In this article, you can find out what an elimination diet is, different types of elimination diets, and who can benefit from it, along with a sample elimination diet meal plan to guide you on your health journey. What is an elimination diet? An elimination diet is a dietary approach for identifying foods that may trigger adverse reactions or managing certain health conditions. It involves temporarily removing specific foods or food groups from your diet and then gradually reintroducing them to assess your body's response. It is typically not meant to be a permanent or long-term eating style. Types of elimination diets. There are several variations of elimination diets, and the choice depends on your specific health concerns and goals. Here are a few common types. Traditional elimination diet. This involves removing a wide range of potential trigger foods for a set period and then systematically reintroducing them one at a time. This helps identify specific culprits. FODMAP elimination, low FODMAP diet. FODMAPs are specific types of carbohydrates that can trigger digestive symptoms in some people. This diet focuses on avoiding high FODMAP foods, such as certain fruits, vegetables, and grains, and gradually reintroducing them. Autoimmune protocol, AIP, diet, designed for those with autoimmune conditions, this diet eliminates potential triggers like grains, legumes, dairy, and nightshades, which are known to exacerbate autoimmune symptoms. Sugar elimination diet. High sugar consumption can lead to various health issues. This diet involves cutting out all forms of added sugars, including refined sugars, syrups, and even natural sweeteners like honey and maple syrup. Before you embark on your elimination diet journey, you should consult with a healthcare professional or registered dietitian to learn what type of elimination diet is right for your health condition. This step is crucial to ensure that you're meeting your nutritional needs and addressing your specific health concerns. They may also create a personalized elimination diet plan for you. What foods to avoid during an elimination diet? During the elimination phase of the diet, you'll want to avoid common trigger foods that are known to cause adverse reactions in many individuals. Foods to avoid may change from diet to diet, but if you're going to practice a traditional elimination diet, you should avoid dairy products, milk, cheese, yogurt. Gluten-containing grains, wheat, barley, rye. Soy products. Eggs. Nuts and peanuts. Shellfish. Legumes. Nightshade vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, white potatoes, cayenne pepper, and paprika. Processed foods with artificial additives and preservatives. High sugar foods. Caffeinated beverages. Artificial sweeteners, including products labeled as diet or sugar-free. What foods to eat on an elimination diet? While doing an elimination diet, don't focus on what you can't eat. Instead, focus on eating nutrient-dense, whole foods, such as lean proteins, chicken, turkey, fish. Fresh fruits and vegetables, except for nightshades during the elimination phase. Quinoa or rice, if not eliminating grains. Healthy fats, olive oil, avocados, nuts if not eliminating. Herbal teas and water for hydration. Meal plan for elimination diet. Although there are various types of elimination diets for different health concerns, here's a general sample meal plan for an elimination diet to give you a general idea about how to prepare your meals. Day 1. Breakfast. Smoothie with coconut milk, banana, spinach, and sunflower seeds. Lunch, grilled chicken salad with cucumber, carrots, and a sesame oil vinaigrette. Dinner, salmon with roasted zucchini, served with quinoa. Day 2. Breakfast, chia pudding with coconut milk, berries, and pumpkin seeds. Lunch, Buddha bowl with quinoa, roasted vegetables, avocado and tahini dressing. Dinner, turkey stir-fry with broccoli, served with brown rice. Day 3. Breakfast, cashew milk smoothie bowl with berries and granola made with oats and seeds. Lunch, chicken and vegetable soup with coconut milk and lemongrass. Dinner, shrimp scampi with zucchini noodles and a fresh herb sauce. Day 4. Breakfast, coconut milk porridge with berries and chopped apples. Lunch, turkey lettuce wraps with chopped vegetables. Dinner, cauliflower rice, carrots, and ginger. Day 5. Breakfast, overnight oats with almond milk, fruit, and cinnamon. Lunch, quinoa salad with chopped carrots, celery, sunflower seeds, and a lemon vinaigrette. Dinner, grilled halibut with roasted Brussels sprouts and a balsamic glaze. Day 6. Breakfast, vegetable frittata with spinach and zucchini. Lunch, chicken lettuce wraps with chopped cucumber, celery, and a tahini dressing. Dinner, turkey curry with cauliflower rice and coconut milk. Day 7. Breakfast, smoothie with almond milk, berries, and kale. Lunch, salmon salad with mixed greens, avocado, and a simple olive oil dressing. Dinner, chicken teriyaki with broccoli and cauliflower rice. How to do an elimination diet. A traditional elimination diet typically consists of three main phases. Elimination phase, during this initial phase, you eliminate specific foods or food groups that are potential triggers for your symptoms. The duration of the elimination phase can vary but is commonly around 2 to 6 weeks. It's essential to strictly avoid all designated trigger foods during this time to give your body a chance to reset and for any symptoms to subside. Reintroduction phase, after the elimination phase, you gradually reintroduce one eliminated food or food group at a time, typically every 3 to 4 days. This phase is crucial for identifying which specific foods or ingredients are responsible for your symptoms. You closely monitor your body's reaction to each reintroduced item, looking for any return of the symptoms you experienced before. Maintenance phase. In the final phase, you establish a long-term eating plan that includes the foods you can tolerate without experiencing adverse reactions. This phase aims to create a sustainable, balanced diet that meets your nutritional needs while avoiding foods that cause discomfort. Your healthcare provider or registered dietitian can help you develop a personalized maintenance plan. Important tips. Stay hydrated with plenty of water throughout the day. Be diligent about reading food labels to avoid accidental consumption of eliminated foods. Opt for whole, unprocessed foods to support your body during the elimination phase. Throughout all phases of an elimination diet, keeping a detailed food diary to track what you eat and any symptoms you experience is essential. This diary helps you identify patterns and pinpoint specific trigger foods accurately. It's crucial to remember that the duration of each phase and the specific foods to eliminate or reintroduce can vary based on your unique health concerns and dietary triggers. Consulting with a healthcare professional or registered dietitian is highly recommended to ensure a safe and effective elimination diet tailored to your individual needs. Who can benefit from an elimination diet? An elimination diet can be a valuable tool for those experiencing unexplained symptoms, such as digestive issues, bloating, gas, diarrhea, constipation. Skin problems, eczema, hives, acne. Headaches or migraines. Fatigue. Joint pain. Allergies or sensitivities. Autoimmune diseases. Irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. Inflammatory conditions. The elimination diet is also an option for breastfeeding mothers who suspect that their diet might be affecting their baby's health. However, it's essential to consult with a doctor or registered dietitian before starting an elimination diet, especially if you have underlying health conditions or specific dietary concerns. The sugar elimination diet. High sugar consumption has been linked to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, and a host of other health problems. Reducing your sugar intake can have numerous health benefits, including better blood sugar control, excess weight loss, and improved energy levels. During a sugar elimination diet, you should avoid the following. Added sugars in processed foods, look out for ingredients like high fructose corn syrup, sucrose, and cane sugar. Sugary beverages, soda, energy drinks, fruit juices. Sweets and desserts, cakes, candies, cookies. Natural sweeteners, honey, maple syrup, agave nectar. Instead, focus on these sugar-free or low-sugar alternatives. Fresh fruits, in moderation. Unsweetened beverages, water, herbal tea. Meals that emphasize whole foods and lean proteins. Remember that sugar elimination diets can be challenging, as sugar is ubiquitous in many processed foods. Reading labels and cooking at home can be your best allies in this endeavor. To sum up, an elimination diet can be a powerful tool for identifying trigger foods and improving your overall health. Whether you're dealing with allergies, IBS, eczema, or inflammation, consulting with a healthcare professional or dietitian is essential before starting any elimination diet. With the right elimination diet plan and a commitment to your health, you can pave the way for a happier and healthier you.